WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer the crazy world around us. I'm your host, Brandon Call, here to help you build that inner fortress of resilience and navigate life with a little more grace even when things feel like they're spiraling out of control. Ever find yourself daydreaming while at work? Or zoning out during an important conversation? We've all been there. It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and to doss that we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful stoic practice, cultivating awareness to become more present in our daily lives. Think about it, being truly present means experiencing every sensation, thought, and emotion fully without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and consciously choosing how to engage with life. It's not always easy, trust me. Our minds are constantly buzzing with activity, but the benefits of practicing presence are undeniable. You'll feel less stressed, more focused, and even experience deeper connections with yourself and others. Here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoic wisdom that can help you become more present. 1. Embrace mindfulness. It's about intentionally paying attention to what's happening right now, your breath, your surroundings, the taste of your coffee. This doesn't have to be complicated. Even taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses can bring you back to the present moment. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Our minds are amazing storytellers, but sometimes those stories get a little carried away. When you notice yourself dwelling on past regrets or future anxieties, gently acknowledge these thoughts without judgment and redirect your attention to something in the here and now. Remember, you can't control your thoughts, but you can choose how much power they have over you. 3. Engage your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Actively engaging your senses is a fantastic way to ground yourself in the present moment. Take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, savor a delicious meal, truly experience it with all your senses. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have can be incredibly powerful. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be as simple as thanking the barista for your morning coffee or feeling grateful for a warm bed at night. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, becoming more present is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts and distractions. When that happens, don't beat yourself up. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Think about the last time you were truly engaged in a conversation, maybe with a close friend or loved one. You probably felt completely absorbed in the moment, listening intently, sharing stories, and connecting on a deeper level. That's the power of being present. It allows us to build genuine connections and experience life with more intention and joy. Now, let's get real for a second. Imagine you're at work, staring at your computer screen, feeling like your mind is miles away. You might be daydreaming about that weekend getaway or worrying about an upcoming deadline. Suddenly, your coworker asks a question, and you realize you've completely missed the conversation. This happens to all of us. But by practicing awareness, you can catch yourself before you drift off and fully engage with what's happening around you. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate more presence in your life? Start small, take a few minutes each morning to focus on your breath, notice the details in your surroundings, or practice gratitude for something specific. Remember, even small steps can lead to big changes over time. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep showing up fully in every moment. You got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom to help you conquer the day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.